with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of the Jews who had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And now, and anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of these three saints, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Previously, before Pope Francis, we used only to celebrate the memorial of Saint Martha. But in 2021, Pope Francis added the two, Mary and Lazarus, to give us the totality or the meaning of holiness and what it means to be holy in a Christian family. As we know them from Scripture, these were close friends of Jesus. And Jesus used to go to their home frequently to dine with them all the time. And they used to welcome him, as Scripture tells us. And as we know, that always Martha was at service. She was always serving whenever the Lord came in. And there is a story whereby, you know, it's seen like, you know, our Lord is rebuking Martha for being at service, and Mary, she's at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. But again, when we look in the totality of the story, it gives us the meaning of what it means to be holy, to be a Christian. Always we have to be of service with one another. And at the same time, we have to listen to God. That's what Mary does. And of course, Lazarus, as we know him, that when the Lord, when he had died, Jesus performs a wonderful miracle of raising him from the dead. And again, we see true faith at work here, that when the Lord goes to them, Martha, filled with distress, of course, with Mary, after losing their brother, Lazarus, the Lord performs a wonderful miracle of raising him from the dead. And he asks a question to Martha, "Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" And of course she says, "Yes, Lord, I know that I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who is coming into the world." My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate this memorial of these saints, let us be reminded of what it means to be holy and what it means to be disciples of Jesus. First of all, we need to pray listening to God all the time, in the Word of God, in our daily prayers, in the sacramental life of the church, all that we listen to God speak to us. But more so, again, as Christians, we need to be of service to our brothers and sisters, those in need around us, the homeless, those without shelter, those who need our assistance, just holding a good conversation with another person to know what's going on in their lives. It is something that we put out there to be of service to one another. And then lastly, let us always witness to Jesus who has come into the world. He is the way, the truth, and life, and he is the resurrection. That's what Lazarus does. After being raised from the dead, he witnesses to this resurrection. May Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus always intercede for us, that we too may grow in our holiness and may listen more to God, so that one day we may also enjoy eternal happiness in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.